This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a New Jersey woman received a lung transplant about 11 years ago. She was recently vaccinated against coronavirus, and she died last month. But what makes this case additionally tragic is even though she was vaccinated, they believe she died despite her vaccination of COVID. Now, keep in mind, she was a lung transplant patient, could make her more vulnerable. Joan Barrow, 62, became seriously ill after she was exposed to the virus by an unvaccinated person and died on May 15th in the New York hospital where she actually received a transplant back in 2010. This is according to NorthJersey.com. Breakthrough deaths, as we know, of vaccinated people are rare, but it does happen. Only 549 out of 145 million vaccinated Americans have died from the virus. So, according to this report, 0.00004%. That's as of June 14th, according to the CDC. But transplant patients, as you know, are highly vulnerable, and some don't have enough antibodies to fight off the infection. Having that new organ many times requires immunosuppression, so you don't fight the organ off. And the foreign organ in your body. We try to get as perfect a match as possible, but nothing's perfect because it's not what you were born with. So the body's smart and the body tries to reject it, but you could keep that immune system at bay. Unfortunately, if you're trying to keep your immune system at bay, then you have a more difficult time fighting another sort of pathogen. So apparently following her death, the family and friends say they still feel getting vaccinated is a duty and still recommend that people get vaccinated. I understand that these cases that come up, talking about how these breakthrough cases still happen, are kind of upsetting because I know it's a big deal for some people to go out and get a vaccine. For others, they're like, just get the vaccine. Is it really that much of a big deal? But for other people, they're nervous about it. As we spoke about last hour, the CDC is currently investigating a teen death, 13-year-old boy, that died after receiving his COVID-19 vaccine. So the question, this teen, we have no past medical history to investigate or discuss. We don't know what his prior medical history was. He was 13 years old after he received a second dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. We're assuming Pfizer, since that's the only one in his age group. He ended up dying a few days later. Not immediately clear why, but this causes people to start to reevaluate the government's approach to vaccination and mandates. And I've said this once and I'll say it again. I don't believe there should be mandates for any vaccines. I believe we should encourage vaccination to help save lives. I think there is plenty of evidence that vaccines for this COVID virus are preventing the hospitalizations and death rates that we've previously seen. And when people are vaccinated for COVID and end up having COVID, it appears more mild. But nothing is 100% safe. And because nothing is 100% safe, you can't mandate somebody do that. Now, an argument keeps coming up in terms of work and work mandates. And people say, well, an employer should be able to mandate their employees get the vaccine. And if not, they should be allowed to fire them. Well, that's what happened at Houston Methodist Hospital. Over 100-some people were just fired or resigned because they chose not to vaccinate. A couple hundred more were able to get waivers extensions, exemptions. But not everybody within their, I believe, 13,000 healthcare system received a vaccine. The majority did. It was still a handful of, you know, of employees. But the argument of, well, you know, your employer wants you to show up to work. They can't mandate you drive a car. They can't mandate you take the bus. They just say, we want you to come to work. We want you to be vaccinated for COVID. And so the employers, and the reason why some of these legal experts feel employers will be able to have that upper hand is you don't have to work there then. You could just leave. And employers can say this is in the realm of public health. But as we know, if vaccinated people can still get COVID, and vaccinated people can therefore still spread it, how much of that public health argument stands? So, personally, I think we should still move forward with the vaccination regimen we have, yet avoid the fanaticism, which we sadly have now taken over and spread. Allow children to have a study done specifically on, can it just be one vaccine if the second vaccine seems to have higher risk? And maybe we need to do that as a whole, not only for kids and adults, but maybe we do need to just go to one dose and that's it. Maybe the two doses is causing issues in terms of a mounted, inflated immune response or an allergy. The problem with that is we're going to be expected to have a booster. This Delta variant is coming. This Delta variant is already here. There's now a Delta Plus variant. So COVID is not going away by the fall as we hoped it to be. And we are going to be expected to use boosters that come. I'm expecting at the earliest to be late fall for us to have boosters. And so we need to then identify if second dose vaccine regimens might also possibly carry risks with boosters. Unless the interval between giving the first shot and the second shot is long enough, is lengthy enough. So these second dose vaccine reactions we're seeing with the younger populations could be mitigated with just one dose or spreading out the two doses. So for those of you listening to all of this going, I don't know what to do, you talk to your clinician. And I think we should still urge public officials to not force anything on us, even though I still believe it is saving lives. And you need to talk about the benefits and the risks with your doctor and medical provider. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to switch gears. Our guest was able to come in earlier, so we're going to speak to our next guest. We've been discussing weight and losing weight, how to lose weight, how to approach health post-pandemic, minimize our expenses, and weight is a big part of our health and a big part of our morbidity and our mortality, sadly. And so joining us next is Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford. She's an obesity medicine physician scientist at Massachusetts General and Harvard Medical School. Dr. Stanford, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great. So I love that you are an obesity specialist, because I don't think we have enough of you out there. Obesity is such a huge problem. Can you talk to us about the numbers you're seeing?
Absolutely. So I think that's an important question. What we do know, Dr. Dahlia, is that obesity is the number one disease of humankind. And what by that I mean, right now in the United States, based upon 2018 data, 42.4% of U.S. adults have the disease of obesity. I specifically told you it was 2018 for a reason, because what we do know is that as we have come through the COVID-19 pandemic, is that our numbers have continued to climb. And so I think that our numbers are actually nearing closer to the 50% mark now. That's more than half of our adult population with this disease that we call obesity.
Right, right. You know, and it's funny because people think, you know, I'll just eat less, I'll just exercise more. They do that and they don't lose weight. And the reason why obesity medicine is a specialty is because it's not just about calories in and calories out. Talk to us about some other factors that are affecting our weight.
Dr. Dahlia, you are speaking my language, so you get a big hug.
Love it. I know, you do.
Because this is extremely, the message I want to get across. It's not just about calories in, calories out. There are a lot of factors. There are factors that are lifestyle factors. Our diet quality, the processing of our diet can lead to excess weight. Physical inactivity can lead to weight, but other things like medications we as doctors prescribe can cause weight gain. Stress, trauma can lead to excess stress and, inflammation in the body, which leads to storage of fat. So there's a variety of reasons, and then I would be remiss if I did not mention genetics. What we know is that weight is more heritable than height, which means that if you have parents or grandparents that have obesity, that your likelihood of having the disease yourself is on the order of 50 to 85% likelihood, even if you do all of the right things in terms of looking at your diet and your sleep and your exercise and things of that such.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hear you with that. So talk to us about Contrave. That it's kind of a breakthrough medicine in terms of it's not like the stimulants like phentermine and some of the other things on the market.
Yes, so Contrave is a combination of two different medications. Some are familiar sounding to people, bupropion and naltrexone, and it works in your brain to change how much you eat and how much you store. So this is used in conjunction with diet and lifestyle modifications to help support persons having less weight. It is a chronic medication, meaning something that if you were to take it and you had success, we would stay on it indefinitely. It is approved by the FDA for chronic use of the chronic disease of obesity.
That's fantastic. And what sort of weight loss are you noticing with people that take that medication?
So the average, you know, depending upon which studies you look at, between 4 to 5% additional weight loss over what you would see from exercise alone, exercise and diet modifications alone. So this can be very measurable. Notice I said average. So some people lose significantly more. I've had patients that have lost, 10 or, plus percent of their weight, and then some that are slightly less. So it really just depends on the person. And the key thing is to work with your physician or other healthcare provider to see, if this is a medication that's right for you.
We're speaking to Dr. Fatima Stanford, an obesity medicine physician, scientist at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School. Dr. Stanford, so there's multiple initiatives out there to eat right, and the why weight communicate is fascinating. Talk to us about that initiative.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked. The Why Weight Communicate is an educational initiative that seeks to provide tools and encouragement for adults to take control of their health by being open to discussing their weight with their healthcare provider. So at our website, we have videos and conversation starters that can really help you better communicate what you would like to express to your physician or other healthcare provider about your weight.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. So I trained in the 90s, early 2000s, and we were taught to be very abrupt and upfront and say, look, you're overweight, you need to attack this. And then once the internet took over and Yelp reviews, and a lot of doctors realized that they could get nailed online if people didn't feel they had that bedside manner. And so a lot of doctors then shied away from addressing people's weights. What do you think is a fine balance so doctors and clinicians aren't afraid that they're going to rate, have poor customer reviews if they want to bring up obesity and its risks?
Yeah, so Dr. Dahlia, that's really interesting that you bring up kind of, you know, how we approach things. And I was around during that time. I do remember that kind of being a strategy of approaching weight abruptly and then pulling back. I think that the key thing that for healthcare providers that are out there that may be listening is to make sure that you make it a non-judgmental zone. You say, hi, you know, I've noticed that you've had some excess weight. Would you like to discuss that today? That allows the person or the patient, for example, to decide whether or not they would like to engage in that conversation about their weight, as opposed to assuming that that's something that they would like to address at their visit, where they may be coming in with just allergies, seasonal allergies, for example. Mm-hmm. When you create that nurturing environment, it opens up the door for there to be a meaningful conversation about all of the myriad of factors that may have led to them having excess weight to begin with. And it's at that point that doctors and patients can begin to have a good cohesive relationship. I call my patients my family, and they know that that's how I think of them. They obviously don't all look like me or come from the same background, but when we engage in that dynamic to address their weight, that is a moment that we're going to continue until we're no longer here on this earth to do so.
Absolutely. You know, also, we could be goal-oriented. Well, we want to avoid cancer. We want to avoid diabetes. We found that percentages of, you know, excess body weight loss could help. You know, do you have any excess body weight you would like to cut? You know, it's interesting. The BMIs used to be that tool. They're controversial, but I welcome the BMI, because at least it was an objective tool, you know, where I could say, gosh, you don't look it, but your BMI, it's a little high on the chart. Let's talk about lowering that. Let's get us back into this chart. How do you feel in obesity medicine in terms of some of the bigger boned versus the non-big boned, and BMI in terms of its accuracy?
So absolutely. So BMI, I think it's important for us to know the origin of BMI. Body mass index, for those of you that are listening, is, you know, how we discern weight status based upon the current guidelines. And all it does is it looks at height and weight, and it will tell you if you're within a healthy weight range, if you have pre-obesity, which we also call overweight, or if you have mild, moderate, or severe obesity. And, you know, the problem is that this was based on actuarial tables from the 1930s from the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. So none of that has any medicine written anywhere on that. They basically just looked at sickness and death rates based upon the life insurance tables and decided that these were the cutoffs. The problem with BMI as a whole is Black individuals, for example, like myself, or Hispanic individuals, were not included at all in BMI assessment. So in order for us to extrapolate that immediately over to racial and ethnic minority populations like my own, would be shortchange the fact that these tables that were developed really didn't reflect or have anyone that, you know, reflected my racial ethnic background. So I do think it's a great population-wide measure. So if we're looking at millions of individuals, we can make some conjectures about the population. But when I'm working with patients themselves,
right,
I do say, you know, look, it does appear that you have severe obesity. My goal is not to get them to a particular number on the BMI chart. My goal is to only use them as their own control. So I figure out what their weight is at their initial visit, and at every single visit, I tell them what their total body weight loss is. So they're comparing themselves to themselves instead of themselves to their siblings or their parents or their, whomever else. Not hyper-focusing on any one number, you know?
But Dr. Sanford, how can people find out more information on the Why Weight Communicate?
Yeah, go to Why Weight Communicate. That's WHYWEIGHTCommunicate.com. We would love to see you there.
Fantastic. Dr. Sanford, thank you for all you do. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to El Paso, Texas on Friday to make her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border as vice president. Republicans are criticizing her for the visit to El Paso and not the Rio Grande Valley, which is where more border agents encounter more illegal immigrants crossing the border. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto saying,
"This is a slap in the face to the men and women that are out there putting their lives on the line each and every day for at least 10 hours a day in areas which are a lot busier than where she's going. She's getting the dog and pony show. That's what she's going to get."
Rescue workers are hopeful there are survivors of the building collapse near Miami Beach after hearing possible banging noises with their listening devices. At least four people are dead and about 159 are unaccounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is announcing a suit against the state of Georgia, alleging the state's recently signed election law is racially discriminatory. The law imposes a voter ID requirement, expands early voting, and shifts more control over election administration to the state legislature. Opponents of the Georgia law have called it Jim Crow 2.0. The murderer who killed two people in Kentucky receives his sentence.
A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for six federal hate crime and firearm charges. The sentence is on top of the two life sentences without possibility of parole that he received in December on state murder charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you listen to our show live, and some of you listen delayed. If you listen delayed and have a medical question or comment, you could call our answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254. Let's go to our answer line and listen to some of your questions.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dahlia. I guess the biggest question is this. You know, why has nobody in the medical profession on the air ever taken on the medical establishment and asked them, Why did you not, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. whomever, why have you not ever spoken about the preventative things that people could do other than masks and social distancing, if you want to call it social distancing? Mm-hmm. Why have you not talked about vitamin D? You have a nice day now. Bye.
Great. And I had listened to your message. It was definitely there were a lot of comments or suggestions you had brought up, but I agree. Vitamin D, you had mentioned hydroxychloroquine, and I apologize because I want my answer to be able to be able to fill the segment that if we have enough time for me to get to the answer. But you bring up a good point. Dr. Fauci had brought up the masks, social distancing, and it took us as family doctors, as primary care, to try to boost people's immune systems and suggest stronger immunity. Dr. Fauci's role, very tricky, and I'm not saying this to defend him, but when you're in a political role and you're a doctor, it just doesn't mix. And so if he was up there and said, look, I want you guys to boost your immune system, the next argument would be, well, doesn't natural immunity do that? What better way to boost your immune system than to be exposed? And then he's going to have to then backpedal and go back and forth on that. And so that discussion of immunity we spoke about on my show, we talked about vitamin D and how vitamin D deficiency was linked to worse COVID cases. We talked about how in the hospitals, they will supplement your vitamin C, they'll supplement your zinc. But one point that I think you were going to get to that you didn't in your message, but I know you had brought up is, the CDC didn't recommend the vitamin C and the zinc and many of these other regimens that you're getting in the hospital. There are doctors out there having people on vitamin A and B and D and Z and everything and to help boost immunity. Why not? Well, that's the lawyers. And I have friends who are lawyers, but if anybody, let's say, takes a lot of vitamin C and then they get a kidney stone and then that kidney stone leads them to have kidney pathology, and we don't have the studies saying these many tablets of vitamin C help fight COVID, there's liability. And so a lot of the advice and recommendations are very well calculated, such as what we saw with hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, I believe, could have probably helped a good number of people. I also believe that some might have had side effects to it. There was a case in New York of somebody who received hydroxychloroquine from a telemedicine physician and died of a heart attack. Now, could they have had that heart attack because of COVID and not the hydroxychloroquine? Hard to say. But sadly, that doctor, I believe, was up on being either negligent or sued, and I haven't seen any of the final outcomes of what happened there. Could still be a process undergoing. When you bring up why didn't the medical community go up against the establishment, very good question. But I bring up the doctor in Oregon, Dr. Stephen Talipi, or I'm sorry, La Tulipe. Dr. Stephen La Tulipe was a supporter of President Trump. And he had been bragging about not wearing a mask, and his staff not wearing a mask. In fact, he bragged about them not wearing a mask when seeing patients. That was enough for the Oregon Medical Board to suspend his license. Now, I looked it up. His license is still suspended. In fact, I believe his license is suspended I have to find the state boards. I don't know if I actually can access that. It says here, let me see if I can access that. Apparently, December 4th, 2020, the board voted to issue an order of emergency suspension to immediately suspend his medical license due to the board's concern for the safety and welfare of his current and future patients. Now, it wasn't so much that he supported Trump as much as he had said they don't wear masks in their medical office. Well, if it's a public health recommendation, then that was enough for them to say, uh-uh. Now, I understand what he was saying, that the virus can go through it like a chain link fence. But even before COVID, I would wear a mask to prevent me spreading flu or anything that another person could breathe on me. So it wasn't mandated, but I wore masks around my patients. Doctors do have to have some sort of PPE, some level of it, to make sure that not only their staff is protected, but their patients are protected. But as of May 6, 2021, he's still suspended. The board issued a final order affirming the suspension of his license for the safety and welfare of licensees, patients, and the public. The order is in effect until the termination of the declared public health emergency or until otherwise ordered by the board. He can't practice medicine. Now, many people might agree with the decision that the Oregon board did. He trained at Loma Linda. He's a very highly trained MD. But he didn't feel the mask was protecting and didn't want to force the staff to wear it. Sadly, though, it looked like it was a public health issue, and his license is suspended and continue to be suspended. So when you ask why the medical establishment isn't being more vocal about possible hydroxychloroquine uses, hydroxychloroquine was found in a study with azithromycin to increase improved survival in about by 200% in ventilated COVID patients. Interesting study. There's studies that debunk hydroxychloroquine's use, but there are some studies saying, wow, looks like there could be some use to this. The problem is in my state, Nevada, you aren't allowed to prescribe it for anything other than what it was FDA approved for. So there was a lawsuit. I'm not sure if the lawsuit is still going on, but apparently there was a lawsuit filed by the State Osteopathic Medical Association against regulations limiting the prescription of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 treatment once the governor had mandated that we don't prescribe it. And then members of the Washoe County Commission were going to take part, and they withdrew. So doctors have a very tough time trying to make their case or buck the system or improve the system. They have a very, very tough time doing that. And so to answer your question, I think they did try. But when you lose your license or you lose your ability to prescribe, you become weakened. And most physicians, as much as they might have political leanings, their goal is to be able to be there for patients and pay their bills. If somebody's not able to practice medicine, they can't work. I mean, they'll have to work doing something else. But it's so debilitating that many providers say, you know what, we'll just follow whatever, you know, and try to do what's best for our patients without rocking the boat. And that's a long answer to your question. Hope I got to it. 1-877 Doc Felly.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm on social media more than I want to be, but when you're in broadcasting and in journalism, you need a presence everywhere. And even though I'm Gen X, I need to be around the millennials and the Gen Zs, and I need to be current. But I enjoy social media when somebody puts up a quote, whether it's from Einstein or Mark Twain or Martin Luther King, or and they're pretty powerful. But sometimes
It's not from a scholar. It's not from somebody famous, a historian, a professor. It could be from a random person on Facebook. And this one little quote that's been circulating is just, it's relationship gold. And I think all of us in relationships need to remember this. So apparently it's supposed to be a joke. It says, my last relationship taught me you could be the whole package, but at the wrong address. Now, when I first saw that, I mean, it hit me, and I was like, that just makes perfect sense. And then I thought about it more, and I go, okay, wait a second. That's pretty deep. Pretty deep. And it's something that I want you guys to think about when you look back, and you will look back at failed relationships or relationships that never even got a chance to start. So we self-reflect many times in relationships. Did I brush my teeth enough? Did I wear enough deodorant? Did I take care of myself? Was I attentive to their needs? Was I selfish? Was I unselfish? Did I do enough? Did I have an annoying habit? Was it my religion? Was it my sexual requests or orientation or acclivities? What did I do that possibly didn't work, didn't mesh? And the mistake that some people make is they alter a whole bunch of their activity and their behavior for the next relationship based on a failed relationship that happened previously. And if you are the whole package and you are just at the wrong address, makes a lot more sense. And I've seen people, and young, old, make horrible mistakes, and they say, but in my last relationship, this is what went wrong. That you're in a completely new address. It's a completely new location. It's somebody completely different. You know, we order packages. I'll order packages from Amazon or Walmart or Sam's Club or wherever. Hey, I'll get the package. It's exactly what I want. Have you ever gotten a package from somebody else? Wasn't supposed to be yours. You get the box. You don't look at the name on the package. You open it up. I'll use my keys or a pen because I don't have a cutter, a box cutter to open up the box. And it'll be something. And it's never something you want. It's free. You have something that got delivered to you. It's in your house. Nobody would even know. And you got a free package of something. And 99.999% of the time, I don't really like what's in there. That's not what I want. So it's very easy for me to say, guys, I got this by mistake because I don't want it. Now, it's not like you're going to get a package of hundreds of dollars. So packages, whether it's Amazon, Walmart, Sam's Club, are supposed to go, UPS, USPS, supposed to go, they have a destination. I really believe that there is this dimension, whether it's God, nature, karma, whatever, that brings people together. And somebody walking towards me might get bumped into by somebody who's, you know, maybe a natural blonde and pretty and smart and all that. And they might look over at them and they might go off their path. And it might be the wrong path. And then they might get back on the path and go, no, I was supposed to go to this person here. But that whole analogy of packages and where they're supposed to go, and you could be exactly who you're supposed to be, but you were at the wrong address, you were with the wrong person, I really think is true. Now, mind you, we all need to do better. Right? We all need to be more expressive. We all need to communicate more. We need to be unselfish when it comes to romance and emotions and being there for that person. And many times we will fall into certain ruts. But what is your package that might have certain colors, certain curves, certain nuances might be perfect for somebody if that's what they're looking for. But it might not be what that other person wants. And so you'll get cheated on, or you'll get dumped, or the relationship will just end in divorce. And you ask yourself, I don't get it. Right? She was beautiful. She was smart. She was funny. She was sweet. She was religious. Or he's handsome. He's a good father. And they could just check all the boxes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that was supposed to be the box and the package you got. And so that's one of the reasons why when I see younger people try to force a relationship, I feel like it's that analogy of where, you know, you grabbed a package that wasn't ever supposed to go to you. And maybe let it go. Because your package is on its way. Does that make sense? I don't know. I think it is just a kick butt analogy. And I'm so glad that that just, you know, mind you, again, if you're a jerk, you gotta fix that. Okay? If I let any sort of hair overgrow, I really should go and get the eyebrows waxed and, you know, I could do some certain pruning myself to make myself still look presentable. But don't stop being funny. Don't stop being loving. Don't stop being your religion. Don't stop being your industry that you're in or your career. Don't force yourself to have more kids if you don't want to have more kids. Don't decide, you know what, I don't want kids if you don't want kids. If it's supposed to work, if that's your package, it is just, you're going to open it up and go, this is exactly what I wanted. And so a lot of us, we think, well, I'm not going to get another package. I'm not going to meet anybody else. And that's wrong. Because there are millions of people on that circuit. And there's millions of Amazon trucks, right? If I could keep that analogy going. And I think we really cut ourselves short, or we sell ourselves short. I think we sell ourselves too short too many times. And mind you, you might have to go to a therapist and see what is it that you guys are doing wrong. What is it that's lacking? Because you forget. But if you're with the wrong person, get out of that relationship. There's no way to make that successful. And some people might need to even be alone for a period of time. That's another mistake people make. They become single and they want to, within the next week, be in a relationship again. Single people always want to be in a relationship, and people in a relationship want to be single. Enjoy it. Grow. Figure out who you are. Let that singledom take in. Figure out who you want to be and who you want, and take your time. And be picky. Don't be overly picky. You know, you might not have 100% complementary. I apologize. That's what happens when it's a Friday. But you might compliment with them not 100%, maybe 80% or 90%. But if you do view at the 80% mark, that's pretty damn good. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com.
Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.